Last month, the Pentagon announced its plan to restructure military installations in the U.S. The Defense Department recommended that more than 180 military facilities, including 33 major bases, be closed. This came as disappointing news to the communities affected. On Thursday, Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, two states that stand to lose bases, said the Pentagon had not explained its decisions sufficiently. They said the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs might subpoena more information from the Department of Defense. The recommendations for base closings are under an independent review by a panel called the Base Closure and Realignment Commission. We've called one of the panel's nine commissioners, Brigadier General Sue Turner, to find out more about how the Pentagon decided which bases to close. Welcome, General Turner.
Good evening, Jennifer, and thank you for inviting me.
So Senators Lieberman and Collins are not happy. They say they don't have enough information about this whole process. Do you feel that the commission has enough information to do its work?
There's been a lot of press about the delay in the release of some documents, which turn out to be documents that have to be scrutinized to make sure that all of the classified information is out of them. As I understand it, however, that information is now available in specified places in the D.C. area.
But it is affecting your work. I mean, I see that you've postponed
yeah.
some public hearings because there's not enough information.
Yes, we have postponed the first two public hearings, just as a good faith thing for the people in those regions because they haven't had an opportunity to see that data, and neither did we until yesterday, although we have received a good deal of information.
So,
but it would be nice to have it all. I agree with that.
So where are you in this review process?
Well, the review process is pretty much still in its infancy, although we have a number of staffers in the D.C. area who are, going through everything. Our job is to take the list and independently review and evaluate it, and ultimately, at the end of summer, present a list to the president, which says yay or nay.
And so you do that, you've said, by reviewing documents, and what else? You've got a big travel schedule.
Well, we go out and we're conducting site visits now. At least one commissioner will be visiting all of the sites that are on the closure side of things on the list.
For example, you have already visited Fort Knox in Kentucky. It is set,
I did.
It's set to lose nearly 5,000 military jobs there. When you were there, did you get a sense that looking ahead to what's needed in the future, that there were jobs there that really are expendable?
You know, I hate that word. I saw that movie a few nights ago called They Were Expendable, and I remember seeing that when I was a kid, and I always remembered what that word meant, and I never cared for that word. But, I will say one thing about Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
That is a post that is rich in military history, and part of that history is projected to leave, and that's very disturbing to a lot of people.
Do you know, have any past commissions like yours ever overturned a Pentagon decision and said something that was slated to be closed should be opened?
Yes. We have the ability to make changes, but not just because people want us to. I mean, we really have to validate the appropriateness of doing that. You know, I've raised questions to myself that I want to follow up on to make sure that I understand precisely what the recommendation was saying and the rationale for it. Nobody is thrilled to be on the list, but most people are pretty pragmatic about their chances of overturning a closure recommendation. But by the same tone, many are optimistic that they can really convince the commission to remove them, recommend their removal from the list.
Hmm.
And they'll have an opportunity to do that at the regional meeting.
Brigadier General Sue Turner is a member of the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission. Thanks for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.